Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered with me, Jeray Williams. If this is your first time here, welcome. And if you've been listening for a while, you already know this space is real, it's honest, and it's unfiltered. Today, I want to talk about something that's been heavy on my heart lately, especially as I've been reflecting on how much peace I found in this season of my life. And that is this. I didn't stop going out because I got boring. I didn't stop leaving the house because I don't have options. I stopped wanting to escape because I curated a home that actually enjoyed being in. I think staying at home gets a bad reputation, especially for moms. People hear and think isolation, boredom, being stuck. But for me, staying at home is a choice. I can sit in my house for days only to run to the store and come right back. Not because I have to, but because my home feels peaceful. My kids love going out because they just like to have the adventure, the fresh air and stuff like that. I love it too, but sometimes I just want to sit and be in my house. And I want to be clear. This has nothing to do with the square footage, money, or aesthetics you see on social media. It's everything to do with how your space makes your body feel. Let's be honest for a moment. A lot of moms don't actually want to go out. They want relief. Relief from noise, clutter, being needed every second, overstimulation, decision fatigue. Trust me, I get it. When your home feels chaotic, your nervous system is always on edge. Like if my kids are turned up, I'm going to leave the house so that they can find something to do to stimulate them. And keep them calm, right? And then when we come back, they're like calmer. They're a whole different person. So of course you want to leave. Of course Target feels therapeutic. Of course driving in silence feels like self-care. Because that, ooh, you know, if you drove in silence after having kids, it's just, ooh, that moment is just beautiful. But what if home didn't feel like another job? I've always been a homebody. Even before kids, I love being home. I love quiet. I love having my own space where I could exhale. But once you have a family, home life changes fast. And it's nothing wrong. You know, seasons for everything. It's no longer just your habits. It's everyone's needs. It's everyone's schedules, everyone's energy. And if you're not intentional, home can slowly turn into another place that drains you instead of restores you. That's when I realized something. I didn't need a perfect home. I need a peaceful one. I'm going to choose peace every time, okay? For me, curating peace didn't happen all at once. It started with noticing how my body responded to my environment. Scent is huge in our home. The moment you walk into our room or walk into the hallway or the bathroom, the way it smells sets the tone. I love candles, but we also started using air wicks. My husband especially loved those. It's such a small thing, but it makes the house feel calm. The second you walk in, it signals you're safe here. You can slow down. Like, we were in Sam's the other day, and we bought a big pack of them. And we were like, yeah, I'd rather buy this big old pack than keep running to the store for the small baby packs. Because when I walk into a room, I want to smell fresh. You know, I want it to have a scent to it. And I know it depends on the person. That's for me personally, okay? But then we just started thinking about how we actually use our spaces. In our room, we didn't just want a place to sleep. We wanted a place to rest. We wanted a place to where we can chill and then read our books or just sit together and have a conversation. We want a place to just be able to sit and write or look out the window. Whatever we do, we want zones in there so that we can have different options. We even put a small refrigerator in our room, not because it's fancy, but because it's functional. We have like water, fruit, things we want nearby so we don't have to keep leaving the room to meet basic needs. Like sometimes we have like little carrots in there. Okay, because sometimes I just don't even, if I'm having time to myself, I'm not trying to walk out to the kitchen when the kids sit in the kitchen. Okay. I want to sit. Okay. I want to be able to get my water and eat some carrots or some fruit or something while I'm in my room. And y'all might be like, that sounds crazy. But I used to think the same thing, but don't knock it till you try it. But that was a big shift for me as well. Designing for real life, not aesthetics. Instead of asking, what should this room look like? We asked, how do you want to feel in here? This part matters to say out loud. We live multi-generationally. And I know sometimes that gets framed as something temporary, something to rush out of, something to feel behind about. But here's the truth. You can still make a space feel like yours, even when you share a home. Keys doesn't require ownership, okay? Even though we do have ownership, but it requires intention, okay? We did the same thing for our boys. They have their own little table in their room. They have chairs. They have spaces that belong to them. Not packed with stuff, but set up with purpose, okay? We have it in their room where if they want to be, because my kids say they need time for themselves too. So my son has his little towel magnets in there. He has like blocks to be creative. He has things to just do little crafts. Like, just like I have, like to have peace in my room. So I want my kids to do the same, because my kids will find stuff to do in there. They have a whole bookshelf. They will find books. My son will find stuff. He'll have his little clipboard with paper to draw on. They have, listen, we have a lot of little stations in there, even though we figured out how to organize it, but it just gives them opportunities to know, like, okay, what can I do where I don't have to bother my mom in order to get it, you know, even though they're still young and sometimes they need help. But for the most part, I like them to have kind of some type of independence so that they can own their space. That's the thing people miss. You don't need more to feel settled. You need clarity. You need zones. You need organization. You don't need to clutter a room to make it cozy. Sometimes less actually gives your mind room to breathe. Like for me, my pet peeve, I don't like my whole counters, not counter, you know, counters too in the kitchen, but like just in a room, like dressers and stuff. I don't like them to be cluttered. If there's stuff on top of it, let's organize it in a way where it's functional. Because it does something to me when I see a whole bunch of stuff on there. I'm like, okay, we got to keep this stuff off of it, or it has to look organized and neat on there. But I want to say this clearly. Especially for moms who feel like, if I just had a bigger house, things would feel better. Peace doesn't come from square footage. It comes from alignment, from removing what overwhelms you, from adding what calms you, from letting go of what you think a home should look like and building one that supports who you are right now. Your season matters, your capacity matters, your nervous system matters. That even means if you have to get rid of some stuff that you're not even using, do it. If you want to do... I heard about this one rule where you have, when you get rid of one thing, you bring something else in. If you want to do that, do it. Okay. When your home feels peaceful, you don't feel the constant urge to escape it. You don't need to be out all the time to feel alive. You don't need constant stimulation to feel fulfilled. Home becomes a place of restoration, not just a place where you sleep and rush back out the door. And that matters so much in motherhood when your nervous system is already carrying everyone else's needs. Peace at home isn't about staying in. It's about having a place that holds you even when you come back. If you're listening thinking, my home feels overwhelming, start small. One room, one corner, one scent, one habit. You don't have to fix everything at once. Peace is built intentionally over time. Not perfectly, not Pinterest ready, just honestly. And that's enough. But I'll leave you with this, though. You deserve a home that supports you, not drains you. You deserve a space that helps you exhale. And it's okay if your version of joy right now looks like loving where you already are. Peace doesn't happen accidentally. It's created. And I hope this episode encouraged you to start where you are right now. And let me know your thoughts. I love to hear your thoughts, Sam. If you love this episode, feel free to leave a review and share with a mom friend. And until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.